It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a champ, it's action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app.
Touchdown!
This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Prog Watch. Tonight, you join us in the far meadow, where the atmosphere is very peaceful and tranquil. Various fish are swimming lazily. And in the distance, formal horses are quietly grazing. Suddenly, the peace is shattered by the arrival of a stampeding herd of Gabriels. And what seems to be a rather oversized tiger moth.
Hello, you fellows! It's Pete Jones from Tiger Moth Tales here. You're listening to Prog Watch with Anthony Rosick. Chalks away!
That opener was Guylian. Once again, we opened the show with Guylian because we are running for one more week that Guylian contest. All you have to do is go and like the Prog Watch, Prog-Watch Facebook page and leave me a message or post the word contest or follow me on Twitter, again, at ProgSquatch. Send me the word contest or even just email me progsquatch@gmail.com. The word contest, and you will be entered to win the newly remastered and remixed Guylian album, Admit One, as well as their recent singles, of which I've been playing a few over the last few weeks here. So, yeah, it's free and easy. Why don't you go do it? You can win the entire Guylian catalog. Well, I've been quite busy with a lot of stuff lately, and the Squatch studio here on the second floor in my house has been awfully hot lately. So I've decided to talk less and play a lot more music this week, which you may consider to be an improvement to the show. So here goes. Anyway, next up, I'm going to play something from ELO. I've been in love with ELO ever since I was a kid, way back in the late 70s. And I don't know if I've ever actually played any on this show, but I'm about to rectify that. This here is Ocean Breakup and King of the Universe from the album On the Third Day, released in 1973. Again, that was Jeff Lynne and ELO with Ocean Breakup, King of the Universe, the opening song from On the Third Day from 1973. Well, Nine Stones Close have released a new album just recently entitled Leaves, and I'm going to play another song from it. I played one a few weeks back, but this time I'm going to play a song called Lie. This is from their new album just released this year.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Lie by Nine Stones Close from their just released album Leaves. Now back for another oldie. Here's a band that I've loved for a long time, the Straubs. And they have so much good material back in the 70s. I mean, with or without Rick Wakeman, it doesn't matter. I mean, the Straubs have done a lot of great stuff over the years. This is from their Bursting at the Seams album in 1973. And the name of this one is Tears in Pavan.
Thank you. songs need to be sung. Oh, but I will sing them all to you before the night is through. And when she lies in need of care and comforting, so as a child's toy she is caressed. And yet when cast adrift upon the changing tide, as a ship becalmed, she lies at rest. Oh, darling, go to sleep, for the night is young. There are many songs yet to be sung. Oh, but I will sing them all to you before the night is through. Oh, darling, go to sleep, for the night is young. There are many songs yet to be sung. Oh, but I will sing them all.
Once again, that was Tears in Pavon by the Straubs from their 1973 album Bursting at the Seams.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
Prog Watch on progzilla.com.
And now back up to this decade. Peter Jones recently released an album entitled Seven Stones Turned, and it's all Genesis covers, which Peter does so well. And, I played a song from it a few weeks ago. I'm going to play another one because it's a really good effort. I really like it. This one is Seven Stones by Peter Jones from his Seven Stones Turned album.
I heard the old man tell his tale. Storm and losing hope, he clears the leaves beneath the tree. Seven stones lay on the ground. Within the seventh house, a friend was found, and the changes are no consequence. We'll pick up the reins from nowhere. Sailors in peril on the sea. Amongst the waves, a rock looms near but not yet seen. They see a gull flying by. The captain turns the boat and he asks not why. And the changes of no consequence. We'll pick up the reins from nowhere. Thank you. so. Consults the old man, clutching money in his hand. With a shrug, the old man smiled, took the money, left the farmer wild. And the change is of no consequence. We'll pick up the reins from nowhere,
Once again, that was Seven Stones from the album Seven Stones Turned by Peter Jones of Tiger Moth Tales, just released. And don't forget that if you buy the album through his Bandcamp site or his website, proceeds go to benefit a good charity for guide dogs for the blind. So yeah, you can get some good music and feel really good about doing a good deed at the same time. And here I'm going to dip back again a little bit, not as far back as 1973, but how about 1993? That year, Steve Howe released an album called The Grand Scheme of Things, and this song was on that album. This song was also re-released as part of his solo career retrospective entitled Anthology in 2015. The name of the song is Maiden Voyage. once again, that was the inimitable Steve Howe with a song called Maiden Voyage, which was originally released on the Grand Scheme of Things and re-released on his career retrospective anthology last year. Howdy, my name's Morgan, and I've been a fan of progressive rock music since I was doing the old Easy Reader bits on the Electric Company. Well, I remember the first King Crimson and Gentle Giant albums like they were yesterday, but I digress. But if you're a fan of progressive rock music, you're not going to want to miss a single episode of Prog Watch. It's phantasmagorical. Tell them Morgan sent you. And here's something else from last year, 2015, by a band called Kilver. They put out an album last year called The Mountain Ghost, and I played a track from it. I believe it was Dance of the Mountain Ghost a few weeks ago. Well, this one is Death of the Mountain Ghost. Again, the band's Kilver.
Thank you.
So, just to reiterate, that was Kilver with Death of the Mountain Ghost from the album The Mountain Ghost. These guys are up for a Vanguard Award, I believe, in this year's Progressive Music Awards. Peter Jones and some other Prog Watch artists are also up for awards, so go and vote. You can find a link to the voting through the Prog Watch Facebook page. That's prog-watch. I pinned a post to the top that gives you a link to get directly to where you can register and vote. And another one from last year, this time by the Anderson Ponte Band, whom I saw, and I was rather impressed. It was good to see two masters of their craft, pretty much at the height of their powers. They're still able to really do it. And I got to see them in a small theater, which was really enjoyable. And I credit this with kicking Mr. Anderson into doing some other work as well. The Anderson Raven Wakeman project is underway, and I have my tickets for November, so I'm a happy squatch. But anyway, from the Anderson Ponte Band album, Better Late Than Never, this is Renaissance of the Sun.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Renaissance of the Sun from the album Better Late Than Never by the Anderson Ponte Band. Before I played this song, I was talking about Anderson Wakeman and Raven, sorry. And I should have also mentioned that Maestro Anderson completed an album with none other than Roine Stolt of the Flower Kings. And I got to listen to that recently, and it's rather good. And I'll be playing some of it very soon, so watch for that. And here's a new offering from a relatively new band called Circuline, or Circuline, however you'd like to pronounce it. They were formed in 2014. Their new album is called Counterpoint and was just released this year. And the name of the song I'm going to play is New Day.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Circuline or Circuline, however you would like to say it. The name of the song was New Day from their brand new album, Counterpoint. And yeah, I can recommend them there if you're into stuff that's a little bit different. Doesn't sound like everything else, this Circuline or Circuline. I rather liked it. It's a bit eclectic.
We don't play hits. If progressive music is your thing, Radio Progzilla is your station. Progressive music from your progressive rock station, Progzilla.
Finally, I'd like to leave you with something by Rob Reed of Magenta fame. Rob is apparently a big fan of Mike Oldfield and has just completed a second sort of tribute album called Sanctuary 2. The first was called Sanctuary. I know, crazy, right? But anyway, I'm a big fan of Mike Oldfield, and I was amazed by how Rob was able to faithfully and lovingly capture the spirit and sound of Mike's work without directly copying it. This is part two of Rob's Sanctuary 2 album, just released. Once again, that was Rob Reed from Sanctuary 2, his just released tribute, I guess, to Mike Oldfield. I don't know what else you would call it. He put out two of them, Sanctuary and Sanctuary 2. And if you're a fan of Mike, you will enjoy these. I mean, like I said, without directly copying, it's so much in the vein of it. You know, I really enjoyed it. It's almost like a new lost Mike Oldfield album that was recorded sometime in the 70s, you know, but a little bit more updated. I don't know. It's good. I like it. And please remember that if you like what you hear on the show, go to the artist web pages and support them. In fact, there's an easy way for you to get to their web pages through my webpage, progwatch.com, progwatch.com, no hyphen in there. Has, aside from being able to listen to the show, you can also link directly to artists' web pages. I've put active links in the postings on my site so that if you like an artist from a particular show, you can go straight to their web page and find out more about where you can buy some of their music, because it's getting hard to make a buck these days in this industry, and we really need to support the artists as much as we can. And while you're at it, why don't you support your friendly neighborhood local Prog Squatch? If you like the show, you can always go and like the Facebook page, Prog-Watch on Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter, at ProgSquatch, P-R-O-G-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H. In both cases, you'll be kept in the loop a little bit on some of the latest prog news, and I also do a daily classic album, which sometimes gets a little bit of interplay going with some of the other people who follow me and who I follow. So, yeah, if you like the show, you might enjoy that. And one more thing, you can always email me. It's progsquatch, all one word, P-R-O-G-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H, @gmail.com. If you want to suggest bands, tell me you liked a particular show, tell me you didn't like something, tell me I got something wrong on a show, whatever it is, just email me. I'd love to hear from you. And so, once again, I will implore you to prog on, brothers and sisters.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.